Welcome to the lesson. Today we're building a rag a cut for Smokey Warehouse Vibes in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is not a polished pop vocal. We want something dirty, short, rhythmic, and full of attitude, like it belongs over rolling drums and a heavy bass line in a dark D&B room. A rag a cut is basically a chopped vocal phrase that acts more like an instrument than a full vocal performance. In drum and bass, that's gold, because it gives you energy and identity without crowding the mix. It can work in an intro, a drop, a breakdown, or a switch up, and it instantly adds that jungle and sound system flavor. The first thing to remember is this. Think of the rag a cut like another drum element. If you can tap it with the groove, it will usually work. If it feels like you're trying to sing over the track, it's probably too long or too busy. So start simple. Step 1 is choosing your source vocal. Pick a short phrase with attitude. That could be the rag a shout, a dancehall line, an MC-style chant, or even one word that has a strong first syllable. You want something with a clear rhythmic shape. For beginner workflow, keep it short, maybe one bar or two bars max. In D&B, the best vocal chops are usually more like percussion than performance. Drag the vocal into a fresh audio track, turn warp on, and make sure it's sitting in time with your project. If the sample is more melodic, Complex Pro can help. If it's more percussive or chopped, Beats is usually a good place to start. Don't worry if the sample sounds too clean right now. We're going to rough it up. Now let's turn that phrase into something playable. The fastest beginner move in Ableton Live 12 is to right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by Transient, and let Simpler do the work. This is perfect, because it turns your vocal into individual hits that you can trigger like a drum rack. What you want are useful bits. A strong opening syllable, a mid-word accent, a short tail, maybe even a breath or a bit of consonant noise if it has character. Once the vocal is sliced, open Simpler and shape the chop so it feels tight and intentional. Trim the start so it hits right on the transient. Keep the fade short, just enough to avoid clicks, maybe around 5 to 15 milliseconds. If the sample is harsh, low pass it a little, but don't dull it to death. For a darker warehouse vibe, a transpose down of 3 to 7 semitones can make the vocal feel heavier and more ominous. The aim is close, gritty, and restrained, not glossy and huge. Now we add character. On the vocal track, try a simple chain with saturator, drum bus or overdrive, and EQA. Push saturator into a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and use soft clip if you need safer peaks. Drum bus can add bite and weight, but keep the effect subtle. Then use EQA to clean up the low rumble below about 100 to 150 Hz and tame any harshness in the 3 to 5 kHz area if the chop is pokey. Here's a useful mindset. If the vocal feels too thin, don't immediately boost everything. A little saturation, a little level control, and some well-placed ambience often make it feel bigger than huge EQ boosts do. If it feels too harsh, cut the aggressive frequencies first. Then bring back some presence in a controlled way. The vocal needs to survive the drums and bass, not fight them. Next comes atmosphere. Warehouse vibes need echo and space, but not a giant washed-out fog. Use echo and reverb, either on return tracks or directly on the vocal if you want a quicker setup. For echo, start around a 1/8 or dotted 1/8 delay, with feedback around 20 to 35%. Roll off some highs inside the delay so it stays smoky instead of shiny. For reverb, keep the decay moderate, maybe around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, with a little pre-delay so the vocal stays up front. High cut the reverb and cut the low end so it doesn't muddy the groove. The real trick is control. Send only a little of the vocal into the effects, and automate the send so the delay blooms at the end of phrases. That way your dry chop stays punchy, and the tail becomes shadowy and atmospheric. In a dark D&B tune, you want the vocal to feel like it's bouncing off concrete walls, not floating in a dreamy cathedral. Now let's make the vocal interact with the track. Rag a cuts work best when they have a call and response relationship with the drums and bass. Try placing the main chop slightly off the downbeat, maybe on the end of beat 2, then leave a gap for the bass or snare to answer. You could also let the vocal hit in one bar, then let the bass breathe in the next. That contrast is what makes the groove feel expensive. A simple arrangement idea is this. One vocal hit, one gap, one reply, one drum fill, or hit, rest, hit, reply. That space matters. A lot of beginners overfill the bar with vocals, but in drum and bass, restraint is powerful. A single strong chop with a good echo tail can feel much bigger than a complicated phrase. Once the pattern works, start adding movement. Static vocals get old quickly, even if they sound cool at first. Automate filter cutoff. delay wetness, reverb sends, and maybe a little saturation drive. For example, you can start with the vocal filtered and murky in the intro, then open it up as the drop arrives, or you can keep the main chop dry and punchy, then throw more delay onto the last syllable before a fill. That kind of motion makes the vocal feel like it belongs to the arrangement, not just pasted on top. When it comes to mixing, keep the low end dominant. If the vocal has too much low frequency content, high pass it around 120 to 180 Hz. If it's too wide and blurry, use utility to narrow the width or keep the main chop centered. In DNB, the sub and kick need to stay in charge, and the vocal should support the vibe, without stepping on the snare crack or bass movement. Always check the vocal in mono too, because if it disappears there, it may be too dependent on stereo effects. A very useful beginner move is resampling. Once you get a great gritty moment, print it. Route the processed vocal to a new audio track, record it, and then chop that audio up again. This locks in the exact texture you like and gives you more freedom to reverse tails, make impacts, or layer dry hits with delayed echoes. In a lot of DNB workflows, that's how one good idea turns into a whole system of variations. If you want to push the vibe further, try a few extra tricks. Layer a very quiet noise texture underneath, like vinyl crackle or room tone, high passed so it only adds atmosphere. Make a darker duplicate of the vocal and drop it an octave or even 12 semitones lower, then keep it low in the mix for weight, or create a reverse lead-in by reversing a chop tail, so the vocal seems to suck into the beat. Tiny moves like that can make the whole arrangement feel more live. Another great option is a stuttered echo version. Duplicate the chop and make the second copy shorter and quicker, then use it as a response right before a drum fill. Or make an accent-only version by stripping the phrase down to just one or two syllables, and using them every two or four bars. Sometimes the simplest motif is the strongest one. A good practice exercise here is to build a two-bar pattern at 174 BPM using just 3 to 5 chops. Put in one repeat, one gap, and one response. Add saturator until it feels gritty, then back it off slightly. Send a little signal to echo and reverb. Automate one filter sweep over 4 bars. Then check it in mono and make sure the vocal still feels strong over a kick, snare, hats, and a simple bass line or reese. If you remember just a few things from this lesson, make it these. Keep Raga Cuts short, rhythmic, and attitude heavy. Use Ableton's stock devices to shape them into something gritty and mix conscious. Let the vocal work with the drums and bass instead of over them. And use controlled delay, reverb, automation, and resampling to build smoky warehouse space without losing impact. That's the sound. Dirty, hyped, close, and underground. A Raga Cut that feels like it came straight out of a proper sound system tune. Let's build that energy, and let the vocal hit like another weapon in the mix.